Okay, the plan is we'll finish till the Mishnah today, and then we will do a little Mabesedra Zayin. Okay. We left off yesterday. Thank you. Kaka Malbim. Okay. We left off yesterday. The mitzvah shlish, the bottom of Tes Hamad Aleph. Amar Abbas, Amar Abzer. The mitzvah shlish. What does it mean? E lema. If you say shlish base, every time you have to do a mitzvah, you have to spend up until shlish. How can it be? So three mitzvahs come as well, it's going to be wiped out. Elas mean that at all. So what is the din? How much you have to spend? So Tes says chaimish. It's also a teller. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if a mitzvah comes my way, the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by spending chaymish of my total savings, then up until chaymish you're mechuyev to spend. More than chaymish, you're not obligated to spend. The Rishonim have an expression, they say, chaymish is hon rav. You're not mechuyev to spend hon rav because it's unreasonable. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Someone's in an insane asylum, he's getting healed. He's on this process of getting better. And if they're going to blow shofar for him on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to regress. And it's going to take him longer to get better. So he says, oh, let's say a person's going to eat matzah and he's allergic to gluten. So sometimes he can have a reaction. It could be fatal. So pikuach nefesh zecha kala tarkula, that for sure. You're not mechuyev to maisa nefesh. Not mechuyev to give up your life to eat matzah. But the question is, well, he doesn't have such a severe reaction. But he's going to be sick. If he's going to eat matzah, he's going to get sick. So I'm mechuyev to do a mitzvah if it's going to cause you to get sick. So Moshe Feinstein thinks it's a double portion. That's not. He says that that if you're not mechuyev to spend, I'm mechuyev to spend more than chaymish of your savings in order to do a mitzvah, certainly not mechuyev to get sick. Okay. Chaylo usually says chaylo is potter from sukkah. Because Teshuva came to do a mitzvah is potter min asukah, but it's not. There is no such din in other mitzvahs. Mitzvah is not potter. Rabbi Soloveitchi was telling us. I don't know whom he's referring to. He said there was some conservative rabbi who published a whole essay that the mitzvah is potter min mitzvahs. A modern man finds it uncomfortable to do a mitzvah, so therefore mitzvah is potter min mitzvah. Potter from doing all the mitzvahs. So the din of mitzvah is only din of sukkah. Because the teshuv came to do. If a person is embarrassed to daven, that's not, let's say I'm in a business meeting and I'm going to miss mincha. So some people think that kavod rabbis is deiche dinim derabbanan. So mincha is only derabbanan, so it's kavod rabbis. What's the kavod rabbis? Kavod rabbis means if I'm wearing shatnas, I have to take off my clothes, I'll walk around in the street. In the middle of the street, I realize I'm wearing shatnas. So that's kavod rabbis, to walk around in your underwear. Or without your underwear, whatever. Or what's another kavod rabbis? A guy goes to the Beis HaKis, he has nothing to wipe himself off with. So on Shabbos, he's allowed to take pebbles, even though pebbles are muktzah, he's allowed to carry in a karmel, it's more than dalaramas. That's kavod rabbis. The basic human dignity is kavod rabbis. The guy's embarrassed that they should know that he's Jewish, that they're embarrassed to know that he's religious, he doesn't want to daven mincha. That's not kavod rabbis. Kavod rabbis means the basic human dignity will be missing. So there is a din that kavod rabbis is deicha de rabbanon, okay? But it's not deicha de raises, and there is no such thing that mitzvah is part of an mitzvah.
Moshe has a tshuva about shofar, and someone who's the noise bothers him so much to a level of, I don't remember, he said chomesh of his, of something, that he putter from hearing the shofar.
Right, that's what we just mentioned, right. So he says that you putter if it's going to make you sick. Or if he's sick and he's recovering, and he's going to regress. It's going to take him longer. That's the tshuva that he has. Yeah. So that's a din. You're not mechuyev to get sick. There are cases where you are mechuyev to spend more than chaymish. The Rambam has cases by Ner Chanukah. I think the Rambam says mechuyev suso. You have to sell your clothing in order to get a Ner Chanukah. The same thing for Abba Kosis also. Afilo Oni HaMechazer Al HaPsochim has to spend his last penny in order to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and mitzvah of Rabbi Kosis. Why is that? Because that's for the purpose of Pesumi Nisan. Therefore what? Then I said, Kelim on the Rambam, say the Rambam got it from the opening Mishnah in Arbi Psochim. Afilo Oni HaMechazer Al HaPsochim has to give his last penny. Why? So Rabbi gave a bit of a hezbah. He said that you have to live with a cheshbon. You have to be reasonable, you have to live with a cheshbon. But if you're doing a mitzvah that's pirsumi nisa, and you're implying kishem shasitza l'avisein kachtas imanu, just like you did nisim in the floors to our ancestors, we want you to repeat it today. So we want Kadosh Baruch Hu to stand on his head, to break chukei ateva, to make nisim, but we're not going to spend more than chaymash. So he said, if you do a mitzvah that's lefarsem is anes, and you're implying the Rabbanu Shalom should do nisim for us, then you have to go out a little bit out of your way also. I'm going to live with Cheshmei. I want him, I want the Rabbanu Shalom to stand on his head to make nisim. So that's not reasonable. Okay. I think so, yeah. You only have it by Arba Kaisis. We assume there's Pesumi Nisa. Wherever the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, yeah. Where else does the Rambam have Apilani Hamachazo Apsachim by Machtas HaShekel? The Rambam says. So that the Nois and Kelim say. Where did he get that from? Because the Pesuk says, Hashal Yabba Adala Yamit. So Adala Yamit means that even if you're absolutely poor, you have to rob the bank and steal some money in order to give, or borrow money, whatever, shtar money, in order to give Machtas HaShekel. If you can't afford, if you don't have, you don't have, so you won't give Machtas HaShekel. Okay. If you're unable, you're unable. But if you can get some money, so there's no din hamavazla agazi es mechamish with respect to machzal shekel. It really doesn't say that in the pasuk. Hadalo yamin means everybody gives the same amount. Whatever the bezin declares, it's not always machzal shekel. Machzal shekel is the minimum. It's usually going to be way more than machzal shekel. Bezin has to make a calculation. How many months are there going to be in the coming year? 12 or 13? 13 is Odusheni. If it's going to be 13 months, you're going to need more karbonis to meet them every day. We'll soften for Rosh Chodesh and for Shabbos and so on. And then they have to calculate how many people are going to give the Machzal Shekel on time. The people who work in charitable, collecting charities. So they know the people pledge and they don't give the money until 20 years later. So they have to buy karbonis tiba from the Machzal Shekel. How many people are going to give the money in the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year? They may give, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had different pushkas. They had gigantic shofars, a pushka, to hold the money. So they had one set, taklan atikin, not more than one, they had taklan atikin, shkolim yishonim, and taklan charitin, the new shkolim for this year, tav shenayin tes. Then they had, whoever didn't give machzal shekel in the previous year, must have been a lot of people that didn't give 5 years ago. Let's say a guy becomes a Baal Tshuva. He hasn't given Machzal Shekel since he was Bar Mitzvah, or since he was 20, whatever. Machlokes HaRishonim, two Girsus in the Yerushalmi. But he started giving Machzal Shekel from the age of 20 to the age of 13. The Pasuk says from the age of 20, that's because the purpose of the Machzal Shekel is to take a census to figure out how many people do you have for the army. So you don't draft people in the army younger than 20. The Israeli government drafts younger than 20. That's Keneged Adin. Only supposed to drift over the age of 20. So for that din, it depends on 20. But when you get the Machzal Shekel for Karbonis, half of the Rishonim hold that it's from Bar Mitzvah on. So it could be a guy becomes a Baal Tshuva. He never gave Machzal Shekel. He's 85 years old. Just becomes a Baal Tshuva. He has to give Machzal Shekel for all those, all the 65 years that he never gave. And every year it's going to be a different amount. So Bezin has to establish at the beginning of the year how much money everybody has to give for Machzal Shekel. So it doesn't mean no one should give a penny more than Machzal Shekel. Usually it's way more than Machzal Shekel. No one gives more than anybody else, no one gives less than anybody else. That's when Hashem Layabi shouldn't give more than Machzal Shekel. Vadala Yamin, Hashem Layabi shouldn't give more than the Bezin says. Vadala Yamin, the poor people shouldn't give less. But it doesn't really say that the poor people must give, even if they can't afford to have to borrow from them. That doesn't really say in the Chumash. That's what the Nois HaKelim say, the Rambam understood that that's included. Hadala Yamit means that the Dal, I would have said, the Dal shouldn't give half. You don't give half. Either you give the full amount or you don't give it all. So the Rambam understood the Dal shouldn't refrain from giving because it's Yoyse Mechumash. You should give it even if it's more than Chumash.
So what if you're giving even less than a fifth, let's say giving up to a fifth, is
going to
make you poor?
What
makes you have this
as a money?
Are you still
required
to? Like,
I think you are, yeah.
Even though you will
buy
it,
become an
onion,
you don't? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, then it's.
I think I heard once that they institute going in about Machzal Shekel nowadays, of sorts.
I didn't hear the beginning. What did you say?
That the
Goonim
established a
Machzah Shekel today. Yeah, it's a minig that you give Zechel a Machzah Shekel. Yeah. Every yeshiva always has, you have to come up with a new fundraising gimmick. The people who raise money have to come up. That we did that last week. You got to come up. Rabbi Penner is gewaldig at gimmicks. He should really be in a fundraiser. He always comes up with some new gimmick, how to learn, how to get people to learn more. It usually works, yeah. So the fundraiser have to come up with a new gimmick. So the goyim in Eretz Yisrael, the heads of the yeshivas in Eretz, on the days of the gam, they came up with this gimmick that everybody should give Zechel and Machzah Shekel to support the yeshivas. If it would really be Machzah Shekel, it would go to the Beis HaMikdash. You wouldn't be allowed to use it for the yeshivas. So they said that it's only Zechel and Machzah Shekel. And but people are going to give Machzah Shekel, or it will become Hegdash. So they said they have a tradition, the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael introduced. They have a tradition that it says in the Yerushalmi, the last line in Shkolim, there is no Bavli, says in the Yerushalmi, the last line in Shkolim, that we pass on like Reb Shimon and the Braise, it's not even in the Mishnah, that if you mafish machzah shekel b'zmanazeh, it's not chal. So you don't have to worry about the fact that some people are going to donate the machzah shekel before Kriyas HaMegillah, and they're going to think it's really machzah shekel, it's hegdish, even if you magdish machzah shekel b'zmanazeh, it's not chal. So the Goyim and Eretz and Bavel were very upset about this, and then the Goyim, they corresponded, and then the Goyim and Eretz wrote them, we have this Yerushalmi. So they said, we never heard of it. Okay, they said, in Kabbalah and Kabbalah. Okay, if you say so. But that's why the Ramos says, you should say on that plate, say Zechel and Machzah Shekel, in big letters, shouldn't say Machzah Shekel, should say Zechel. No one should think that it's really Machzah Shekel.
There are some organizations in Israel that make actual
coins,
the kavana that they'll be used for machzis hashekel.
Okay.
So do those have? If someone were to do something like that, would that have some kedusha status?
No. They want people to do, when the Beis Hamikdash was built today, yeah, before the Shkia, you got to build it by Yom. So we should have a machzis hashekel ready. Okay, good for them. They have pidyon haben also. It's not chal till you magdish it. They're preparing in advance. Good for them. Like the Radzina Rebbe felt you have to prepare in advance, so he had to go travel to Italy to discover what he thought was the Chalozin. We should know what the Trelis is for the big Dikuna. We have to show that we're prepared to do something. Then the Rabbanu Shalom will fill in the missing gaps that we're not able to do. Yeah.
If a person is uncomfortable, how much discomfort do you have to have to be a Chodesh? Like Rabbi is saying, if you're going to become sick, you don't have to do the mitzvah.
Yeah.
What if, like, let's say, like, you know, I was looking, if you hold it by, you should be practice Torah instead of past politics. So, how far do you have to drive to get past the Torah and all that? Or how much better does the past politics have to be? How bad does the past Torah have to be?
I don't know. It's a very important question. I don't know. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, and a boy would ask a question like that, so the rabbi would say, roof up the agudas rabbanim, call up the agudas rabbanim. Whenever anybody has to shayla halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to learn halacha lemaisa. We do learn halacha lemaisa, but it's a very good question. What's the degree of discomfort that it's considered you're not mechuyev to do? I don't know. Good question. The Mishnah Berurah has a kasha. In the Bir Halacha, the Ramah quotes this in Hilchas Sukkah, that if it's going to cost you more than Chaimish, more than one-fifth of your total savings, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalamin, then you're not Mechuyif. So the Mishnah Berurah has a kasha from in the Bir Halacha, from the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak. Who liftos or beno liftos? When I was a little baby, my father never made pidyon haben for me. I'm not the Pchor. My sister's older than me. But if someone would be a Pchor and he never had a Pidyon HaBen, so when he's older, he has to do Pidyon HaBen. And now his wife had a baby boy, and he has to do Pidyon HaBen for himself and for his baby son. And he only has 5 Shkolim to his name. So should he give the 5 Shkolim for his Pidyon HaBen, or for his son's Pidyon HaBen, or should he split it in half and give half and half? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't give anything. It's Yosem Mechaymish. You're not Mechayv to give Yosem Mechaymish. So he has this kasha. Doesn't seem to contradict the Ramah. The Ramah takes that Gemara in Ksubas Dafnun, The Gemara only applies to tzedakah, because tzedakah la'anim, we said, the Shita Mekubetz says that it doesn't even apply to supporting yeshivas. Supporting yeshivas so you become poor. But tzedakah la'anim, to solve the problem of poverty, then it's going to make you poor. So they said, that's ridiculous. You're not solving the problem of poverty if you make Shemayonim Yitzarach Labrius. But to support yeshivas is okay. So once you say it only applies to aniyim, so he said, the svara should be that it shouldn't apply to mitzvahs either. If you're supporting yeshivas, you're allowed to give more than chaymesh. So usually you're not allowed to give more than chaymesh to tzedakah l'aniyim. To give tzedakah to yeshivas, you're not mechuyif to give so much, but there's no restriction. You don't say you're not allowed to give yaisim mechaymesh. You're not allowed to give yaisim mechaymesh, it doesn't apply. But I don't know, are you mechuyif to give up until are you mechuyif to give more than chaymesh to support you? I don't know if you're mechuyif to, you're allowed to give more than chaymesh. So, but the kasha is, how did the Ramah take that Gemara? The Gemara is talking about tzedakah. How did the Ramah know that it applies to mitzvahs? Does the Gemara seem to contradict it? The Gemara says you only have 5 shkolim to your name, and you give away the whole 5 shkolim for the pidyon haben. Then they quote B'shem Rab Chaim that he was bothered with a kasha. The Gemara has a machlokes and maseches erichin. The din that if I borrow $1,000 I have to pay back, is that because priyas palchayv is mitzvah, it's a religious ritual, or is it because there's a shibur aguf? There's machlokes whether shibur deraisa or shibur lav deraisa. So we usually say, like using the Rabbi Tam's language, there are 2 shiburim, there's a shibur aguf and shibur nechasim. So if you borrow $1,000, of course there's a shibur aguf, you owe the money. But shibur nechasim, that's the machlekes, where the shibur deraisa, lav deraisa. But that is true. But there was an opinion in the Gemara and Erchin that even the shibur aguf is not deraisa. That min haTorah, it's only priyas pachod mitzvah. It's a ritual, it's a religious ritual. Then the Gemara asks, the guy says, I'm not Orthodox. I don't keep any mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Makanosa, I should take ten up. So the guy, same thing. Guy doesn't want to shake a lulav, he doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to sit in sukkah. The Gemara says, Makanosa, I should take ten up. So the guy says, I'm not Orthodox, I don't want to pay back the money. So we beat him up. What do you have to say? Because he kofa on mitzvahs. Once you just say he owes the money, what does it got to do? So that's one opinion in the Gemara. The Shach says that opinion was totally rejected in Erichim, but there was one opinion that it's only priyas bachayit is only a mitzvah. It's not there isn't even shibur aguf. So that was rejected. The Shach says we certainly hold shibur aguf is deraisa. The whole machlokes is for the shibur deraisa, but the rest is only on shibur nechas. So Rab Chaim was bothered with a kasha. They quote in Chedusha Matpi Hashmua, and the Chazon Ish also deals with the same kasha. That if you owe priyas pachod mitzvah, that opinion that was rejected. So if the guy owes $1,000 and that's all he has is $1,000, so you should say you can't take away more than 1/5 of his total savings. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like if the guy owes money, you take away everything. We say misadron lebachayv. Machlekes the Rabbi Natan and the other Rishonim had a paskin. We assume misadron lebachayv. You don't take his underwear. You don't take his Shabbos suit. You don't take his automobile, he has to drive to work. You don't take his table, his chair, his refrigerator, his bed, the basic things that he needs, you don't take. But you take everything else. You don't say, Alibaz is Yosim Mechoymish. So why not? If it's only Priyas Pachod Mitzvah, if you owe the Shibur Aguf is there, Isa, so Shibur is a Shibur. You owe the money, you take it away. But if you hold this, there's no, even Shibur Aguf is the Rabbona. True, that opinion was totally rejected, but there was such an opinion. So how did that Amora Machlek Samaraim? How did that Amora understand why you take the last penny? So they quote in the name Rab Chaim in Chidusha Mepi Hashmua, and the Chazon Ish has the same thing. When do you say Hamavazvez Al Yevazvez Yosem Yichomesh? You're not mechuyev to spend more than chomesh to do a mitzvah. I'm spending money to get a pair of tefillin. I got stuck in Alaska and there's no tefillin there. The only way for them to deliver tefillin for today, before the Shkia, is if they're going to send a jet special delivery and it'll cost me $20,000. They should send me a pair of tefillin. So $20,000 is less than chaymish. I'm going to spend $20,000 in order to get tefillin before the end of the day to lay tefillin today. Okay. So but it's going to cost more than chemish, you're not mechayiv to. Why? Because you're spending money in order to fulfill a mitzvah. But if the spending on the money is the mitzvah, but like by Pinyon HaBen, the Mishnah Berurah asks from Pinyon HaBen. Rab Chaim the Chazon Ish asks from Priyas Pachoyt Mitzvah. By Priyas Pachoyt Mitzvah, it's not called Mevazveh. It's not that you're spending money as a Hechsher Mitzvah to get to do a mitzvah. You're not spending money to buy a lulav. You're not spending money to buy a pair of trum. The giving of the money is the mitzvah itself. So they say that maybe that's the difference. When you're spending the money that you give itself is the kima mitzvah, then this rule doesn't apply. It's only if you're mavazveis. You're spending money as a hechsher to lead up to the mitzvah. But if that itself, the giving the money, is the mitzvah, then you're even mechuyev. Why? Why should it be so? I see there's a difference, but the question is, it a chilek that's mechalek? You can always find a chilek. This din begins with a lamed, that din begins with a mem. Oh, it's a lulav and that's a mezuzah. So therefore, a lamed and a mem, it's a chilek, but it's not a chilek that's mechalek. Yeah.
Can you say
you'll still be stuck with the opinion I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or unless you say that's also giving to someone else, right? You're giving it to the Kohen.
Could be.
So you could argue that make
that's a chilek, that's mechalek. Okay. Could be that's a chilek. Anyway, these are the kashas. The Mishnah Berurah has a kasha by the opinion of Ben. He doesn't have an answer. And Rav Chaim the Chazon Ish, I'm worried about, according to the opinion, that Priyas Bachev is only a mitzvah, and even Shibir Aguf is not. Even Shibir Aguf is not there, right? It's only a mitzvah. So why do you say it's mukhif to spend all the money? Yeah. Then the Ramah has in... this Ramah appears twice in Shulchan Aruch, once in Orech Chaim and Hilchas Lulav. Apparently in Europe, where he lived, it wasn't so easy to get a lulav and an esrig. So the Ramah says that it was going to cost you more than chaimish, more than one-fifth of your total savings, then you're not obligated to shake a lulav this year. It's going to cost too much, you're not mechuyev. So the Ramah has it again, it's in Mekuf Nun Zayin. You're there, Chelek Sheni. You have all the Hilchas Avodah Zarah there, in the beginning of Chelek Sheni, and then you have Hilchas Nida. And then in connection with Hilchas Avodah Zarah, you have the Dinim of Yehoreg Val Yavah, it's in Mekuf Nun Zayin. It's about Yehoreg Val Yavah. So to what extent is one obligated to be Moisen Nefesh for his religion? So today, this week is Parshas Vayera. Vayera is all about the Akedah. Avraham Avinu got a tzibah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach nes pinchas chit v'aldei Hashem li'oilo, and he's prepared to do it. That's quite a degree of Mesiras Nefesh. He was told explicitly, there's no, again said koch nefesh is doicha, he was told explicitly, like the Minchas Chinuch writes, sometimes there's a mitzvah, mochemes mitzvah. So we know the first group of soldiers that go into the terrorists are going to get killed. So the first soldiers say, I don't want to go in, koch nefesh. So the second group becomes the first group. The third group becomes the first group. So nobody wants to go in first. Whoever's going to go in is going to... Stofik, Sveksveka, Pekoch Nefesh Doicha. So the Minchas Chinuch has a famous comment. You can't say Pekoch Nefesh is Doicha, the Mitzvah Muhammad. So then you never be Mekan, the Mitzvah Muhammad. It's self-understood that when it comes to the Mitzvah Muhammad, you can't say Pekoch Nefesh is Doicha. And one of the mitzvahs of Muhammad is, a Muhammad's mitzvah is... preserving Eretz Yisrael in the hands of the Jewish people. Whatever you have under Jewish control, that's a Mechemes Mitzvah. So that's why you can't say, well, if you're losing lives, so if we'll give away, they were thinking about this years ago, a land for peace. Now there's no one to negotiate with. So there's nothing to talk about land for peace. There's no peace. There's nothing to talk about. But they were used to pilpul about that land for peace. Maybe Pekuach Nefesh should be doicha everything. That's exactly the din. You have to go to war. It's self understood. Pekuach Nefesh doesn't help. They quote that from Rav Velvela Soloveitchik on Haftarah B'Shalach and Shiraz Devoira. Zvulun am Chayef Nafshe Lamus and Naftali al Mirei Mesode. The soldiers came from Shevet Zvulun and they fought against the enemy. Am Chayef Nafshe Lamus. They put their lives in danger. So why they put their lives in danger? Because that's by definition. Whenever there's a chiyuv milchama, you have to put your life in danger. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Simukuf Nazai talks about to what extent is one obligated to observe mitzvahs under difficult conditions. But and Shara there is Bifrahesya or Bishasashmad is Yahweh Yavar. And then the Ramah gives all the rules. So he says, she repeats what he wrote in Hilchas Lulav. Then he says that only applies to a mitzvah saseh. With respect to a mitzvah loisaseh, let's say, the fellow is not a Shem Shabbos, and then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. And now, you know, he realizes he has to be a Shem Shabbos. To become a Shem Shabbos and to keep kosher, kosher food is much more expensive than non-kosher food. And then his wife has to go to mikveh under the Russians. Under the communists, the women would spend a whole month's salary in order to go to mikveh. They had to travel to a different city where there was a mikveh. There was no mikveh in that city. So people spent a lot of money to observe Taras HaMishpacha. Taras HaMishpacha is an Isser Kores. So in order not to violate a loisaseh, Ramos says you have to give kol hanbeisa. You have to give away all of your money. You don't say, amavazim zayivazim yasim mechanish. When it comes to Shmira Shabbos, or Taras HaMishpacha, or Kashrus, these are lavim. So lavim, you don't say, you have to give even kol hanbeisa. The Bir Agra there quotes that some Rishonim disagree. They hold that even with respect to loisaseh, they also, yiram chayiv to give more than chaymash. Well, the Jewish religion would look very different. It would look totally differently. He said, because the pasuk has behaftas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha b'chol nafshecha afilu noitales nafshecha. Noitales nafshecha, that's talking about avodah zarah. Behaftas Hashem alakecha goes on avodah zarah. Hashem echad. So you demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by b'chol nafshecha afilu noitales nafshecha. So with respect to avodah zarah, it says b'chol miyodecha b'chol mamoincha. You have to spend all of your money. It sounds like other mitzvahs, loisaseh, but there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, so there's no din of B'chol Miyodecha either. So it sounds, that's what, Bir Agra quotes this from one of the Rishonim. Forgot already which one. Bir Agra, then Kuf Nudzayin. So the Macheshes has a whole essay about it. Macheshes was together with Rab Chaim Oizer in Vilna, right before the war. He was older than Rab Chaim Oizer. And he outlived him. He delivered a hesped when Chaim Oizer died. Machesh is learned by the Beis Halevi. He writes in the Hakdamah to his Sefer that his Shabbos and Shuvas. He writes that we live in a different generation with this newfangled style of learning, with the, it means the brisker style. And all the yeshivas says, I'm from the old school, I learned by the Beis Halevi. We learn the old style. He has a lot of his Shuvas have a new style also. A lot of Shuvas are the old style. He has both. So the Macheshes has an essay about that. Did the Vilna Gaon really mean to paskin against the Ramah that even with respect to loisaseh, you're not mechuyev to give hoin rav, you're not mechuyev to give kol hoin beisa? Let's say a fellow's married, he becomes a Baal Tshuva. His wife doesn't want to go along. Wife doesn't want to go to mikveh, so he has to get divorced. So can you say that's more than chaymesh? That's hoin rav to give up his wife. So he's allowed to live with his wife and violate every day the din of Issa Koris of Nida, because it's Hain Beisa, Hain Rav, that's Yosem Michamesh. We follow the Ramah. The question is, did the Vilna Gaon think otherwise? Then there is a discussion, what about Bris Milah? The Menchas Chinuch raises the question. Bris Milah is a mitzvah saseh. There is no lois saseh. The opening mission increases says, the Lamed Vav Krisas Hamur is about 36 Krisas, and two of them are essay. Korban Pesach and Mila. Pesach and Mila is mitzvah essay, and all the others are lois essay. What's the difference? When you get the Krisas, Krisas is whenever one, it says in the Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, in Parshas Tzav, that if one violates an Aver B'Shogeg, he has to be in a Korban Chatas. What Aver B'Shogeg? What did he do B'Shogeg? He cheated in business, b'shogeg. Huh? Probably did it, b'mezeg. He cheated, he's told Lashon Hara b'shogeg. It was also b'mezeg, it was b'shogeg. What avera did he do? So if we're talking Lashon Hara, there's no chorus. If in cheating in business, there's no chorus. It may burn in Gehenna, okay? The Gehenna may be hotter than for other averas that you do have chorus, but there's no chorus. So the din is, you only chayv chatos, that's what the Torah Shabbat says. You only chayv chatos, b'shogeg, culture is done a chorus, it should give gosar chatos. So the Mishnah says that din that shigvasa chata only applies to those creases where there's a lois sase. But hapesach amilo is a mitzvah sase, so there you're not chayv a chata. So if he violated mila b'shoge, he's not going to be chayv chatas. So the when Chaschinach raises a possibility, the father's obligation to be mal his baby son, there's no chorus on the father if he doesn't do the mitzvah. But when the child becomes by mitzvah and he's mechuyev to take care of his own mila, if he doesn't take care of his own bris mila, then the child is chayav koris. Let's say the child is already by mitzvah, the father never took care of the bris mila. Child is by mitzvah, and he finds out there's a din of mila and he never did it. And the only way to fulfill the mitzvah mila to spend yosem yichomish. He has to spend more than one-fifth of his total savings in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Menchas Chinuch is besupik. Maybe it's a mitzvah sese. Sheesh Bokoris, maybe the din of Hamavaz Mizayavaz Yes Mechemish doesn't apply. Maybe since this mitzvah says it's so chomor that it has kores, so maybe you should say he's muchif to spend kol hain besa like a lois sese. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say this happens every so often. A baby is born and there's a deformity and the Eva Ha'orla, the Eva Ha'zachrus, they're going to have to do a surgery later. So if they're going to do a bris mila, then let's say the it's not straight, so the something is crooked over there. So they can do surgery, but they can't do the surgery before the Yom HaShmini. So this already 100 years ago, the Abdi Nezer has a tshuva about this. So the father is not mechuyev to do the bris mila on the Yom HaShmini, which will make it impossible to do the surgery later. The kid will be a bamum. He won't be able to have children later on. So the father is allowed to postpone, because for the father there is no isa koris. If the father does mal the son, there's no koris. But the question, let's say the person is already after bar mitzvah, he's an adult, and he finds out that there's a mitzvah mila and he never took care of it, but if he'll fulfill the mitzvah mila, he'll become a bamum for the rest of his life. So is he mechuyev? That's like getting sick. The person has to listen. The tekiah is going to make him sick. He has to eat matzah. It's going to get him sick. He's allergic to the gluten. So is he mechuyev to do the mitzvah of mila if he's going to get sick? So with respect to other mitzvahs, that's like chomish. Rav Moshe says, "I'm about to have a chomish to hain rav." So getting sick is also hain rav. But benegeto mitzvah says sheish bo kares. That's when the menchas chinuch is mistapek. Maybe there is no restriction. Maybe that's treated like a lois sese. Yeah, why should that be so? So the Pashta says that there's a Rambam and the Pirish. The Rambam wrote a Pirish Hamishnayis. Okay? We are negligent. We don't really look so much in the Pirish Hamishnayis. The Ragachava used to use the Pirish Hamishnayis all the time. He always used to discover secrets there. Okay? It's important. You got to get a good translation, because every so often there's a mistaken translation from the Arabic. Okay. So there's a Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis in Makkos, the third parak Makkos Elohein Aloikin. So the Rambam writes four different categories of lois sese. So he makes a statement that he can never have koris unless there's a lois sese. So the Lechem Mishnah asks, it's not true? HaPesach VaMilo, the first Mishnah increases, says Lamavav creases on Mers Batar, two creases are Pesach HaMilas and Mitzvah Sese. That's why not Chayiv Chatos if you violated Bishoge, because there is no lois sese. You only Chayiv Chatos if you violated a lois sese. How does the Rambam write that whenever there's koris, obviously there's a lois sese? So the Pashtus is, I ought to check it up with the new translations. I think I did check, and it says the same. I ought to ask someone who knows Arabic to translate it again. Okay. You know Arabic? No.
Yeah, Persian.
No. That's not going to help. The Rambam's Persian is not written in Persian. It was written in Arabic, yeah. Rabbi Soloveitchik once said, tell the story, once gave a shiur, and one of the students had a whole fantastic shiur. When his students showed him there's a Pirush HaMishnayis says not so. So he was so upset that he used to have notes. He He never took the notes out. He used to have an outline of the Shemitah. He pulled out the outline, took out a pen, and started crossing out all the pages. Wow, he made such a mistake. Then the next day he came back into Shir. He took out the Arabic original copy of the Pirush HaMishnah Yisrael Rambam. He asked someone to translate for him, the Davy Basin translate. So the guy said that it doesn't say in Arabic what it says in the Hebrew translation. So he said, but he said yesterday was correct, and the Pirush, the translation that we have in the back is not correct. Every so often there's a mistake in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisrael. Anyway, but here, the Rambam probably, I think in the new edition, says the same. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that there's a loy sesa. It means, whenever you have a mitzvah, says his shir, you can't have koris without an aveir. It's not necessarily going to be a lav. It could be a lav abomach lal asay, what we call an iser asay. So when the Rambam writes, whenever there's koris, obviously there's a lav, it doesn't mean a lav. A lav abomach lal asay is also good. Pesach and Milu, the fact that there's koris is an indication that there's an iser involved, iser. So whenever there's an iser, then the din is that hamavazu salivaz yes mechemish doesn't apply.
Just a question about the commentary on the Mishnah. Do you think it's better to learn it in Hebrew rather than English, because either one's a translation, or basically whichever one is more?
Why they have it in English?
I assume if one can find an English, like I don't know, translation, would it be just as good as learning the Hebrew?
Sure, it's a translation anyway. Yeah. But you got to get a good translation, because these pearls of wisdom that the Rockefeller used to discover, I don't know if you'll find it in the English translation. Maybe only picked it up in the Hebrew. I don't know. We should talk to learn it. There's a famous kasha that people who have married people who have babies and they have a bris, so they say divrei Torah by the bris. So there's one kasha of Taisus that every father says divrei Torah. That the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the end of the first perek, has a pasuk to teach us that the mother is not mechuyev to take care of the bris mila of a baby boy. Only the father is mechuyev. Why? Because it says that Avraham Avinu was mal on the eighth day, b'yom tzavo so, something like that. Oso v'lo oso, that the mothers are potter from performing bris on the baby. So Tosis has a famous kasha. Wouldn't I know that on my own? Isn't it a mitzvah sesa shazman grama? Because mila can only be done by yom. You can't do the bris mila by laila. So many answers were given on the kasha. Tosin Kiddushin gives an answer, and the Ritva gives an answer, famous answers. So one of the answers given is that Tosus and Megillah, Daf Chof on the base, but Tosus says, even though Bris Mila is a mitzvah sesa shazman grama, I would have mistakenly thought that women are mechuyev because there's koris. So therefore what? So the Pashtus says that's what it means. Whenever there's koris, means that there's an iser. It's not a lav, it's a lav abo mechlal aseh. But a lav abo mechlal aseh is also an iser. So when we say women, that's a Gemara Bava Kama depth as well. Ish v'akasir ish l'ish l'chol onshin Shabbat Torah. Women and men have the same din b'negeh to lavin. Even a lav shazman grama, women are mechuyiv. A mitzvah sese shazman grama, the women are put. A mitzvah loy sese shazman grama, the women are chayv. So I would have thought even an essay, a lav haba mechlal asay, is also a lav, also an isa. So I would have thought that's included in the din. Ish v'akasav ish aliyish, that's on tezvav v'manalach and bava kama. Ish v'akasav ish ish l'chol onshin Shabbat Torah, that's an isa. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Why? Because the father never has koris. The koris is only on the baby. After the baby becomes by mitzvah, he's mechuyev b'milas atzmo. So that Tosfos is not sure. Maybe because maybe bris mila carries with it koreis, and maybe even the milas, the mitzvah of mutelas halav to perform the bris mila, maybe the mother would have been mechuyev, even though it says man grama, because there is koreis, and maybe even the mitzvah and the father also carries with it a lav abo mechlal asay. And the other day, Tosfos says, no, I wouldn't have thought like that. The Sfasema says it because there's a Gemara in Psochem and Daf Tzadik. Gemara in Psochem has a whole machlokes hatanaim. Are women mechuyev in Korban Pesach or not? Are women mechuyev in Korban Pesach? So the Lashon HaGemara, Noshim Berishon, is Pesach Rishon, is Pesach Sheni. Not necessarily the same. So Pesach Rishon, Noshim Berishon Rishus, and Noshim Berishon Chayva. So it's a machlokes hatanaim. So what should it have been? If you wouldn't have a Gemara, what should the din have been? The din should have been that Nashim should not be mechayvim Karban Pesach, because once a year, Pesach after Chatzar, it shouldn't be a mitzvah sesei, because Magram and women should be potter. So if somebody wants to insist Nashim Barish and Chayva, women are mechayvim to bring Karban Pesach, the burden of proof should be on him. He has to bring a pasuk to prove the Nashim Barish and Chayva. You look in the Gemara, Amdab Tzadik himself, and the whole gist of the Gemara is fakir. The Svarah HaChitzayna, the Gemara starts off, the Muskel Rishon is, the Svarah HaChitzayna is, that women are mechuyev in Karban Pesach. And the Gemara presents it as if the burden of proof is on the one who says that women are potter. It should have been fakir. The burden of proof should be on the one who says that they're chayev. The Svarah HaChitzayna should have been that women are potter from Karban Pesach, because it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Groma. So the Svasemes, Chassidus Rebbe. Svasemes has, on the Gemara he doesn't say Chassidus. Gemara just says Aloch. Once in a while he gets involved in Chassidus, but usually it's only Aloch. So the Svasemes says in the Gemara, no, it says Karban Pesach has Kares. So for sure, it's an Iser essay, and that's why women would have been Mechuyev. And the burden of proof is on the one who says that the women are Potter. I, but Tosfos had 2 days about that. So he says, no, 2 days were about Milas HaBein, because the Milas HaBein, there is no Kares on the father. There's Kares on the baby if he'll grow up and he doesn't take care of his own Mila. There'll be Kares, but no Kares on the father. So that was 2 days in Tosfos. There it's not, maybe it's not a Lava B'Machlal, let's say. But on Korban Pesach, on Milas Atzmo, those where there is Kares, that's Taka Lava B'Machlal, let's say. So that there wouldn't be a Ptur of the Mitzvah Sesh Shaz Mangrom. So this Gemara is an important Gemara. That is Chaimish. Not so posh. The Gemara has a din of Hida Mitzvah Shlish.
To give
Chomesh
for Korban
Pesach? I swear that you should really spend even more than Chomesh for Korban Pesach. Right. All you need is a gazayis. How broke can he go already? He doesn't have to buy the whole animal. But if the animals are expensive, okay. Animals are expensive, he'll have to spend more than Chomesh because there's Kores. So I'm about to buy his Chomesh, shouldn't apply. Yes?
Is it the
Rabbanan
you also have to spend
Korban Pesach? That's a Machlokes Achreinim. The Pesach Tshuva there and Kuf Nun Zayin talks about it. Rabbi Yosef Engel also died 100 years ago. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole kuntres. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a mechutin of the Kotzke Rebbe. Yeah. So he has a whole... So the Kotzke Rebbe was very upset why the farmers in Eretz Yisrael were relying on the Hetter Mechir for Shemitah. So he wrote a whole Kol Kore that Shemitah is called Shabbos Lashem, and Mechal Shabbos Beferes Yedina Ka'akum. So the Jewish farmers in Eretz Yisrael rely on the Hetter Mechir, Mechal Shabbos Beferes Yedina Ka'akum. Because as we all know, Shemitah Bezman is as the Raisa, and he has a one-page Kol Kore. So Yosef Engel sent his Mechutin a letter. He wrote an open letter, it's 99 pages long. And it's called Otsus Yosef Shvius. He has a few swarm that his name was Yosef Engel. He has the Otsus Yosef Shvius. There used to be a man who lived in Queens. He was a Chassidish fellow, his name was Yosef Engel. He was a big kibitzer. So he once told me, next time I put out a sefer, if I want, he'll write a haskama for me. People won't realize Rabbi Yosef Engel died 100 years ago. They'll think he's the real Rabbi Yosef Engel. I didn't ask him because I had his address on his stationery. The Nirav Yosef Engel didn't live in Queens. Yeah.
Don't we say that Kol Kosheh Yosef Bisach by there's a Tnai Bezdin that anyone who can't afford to be Moneh, we're Moneh, Bezdin has a Tnai that we're Moneh for him. So
I don't know if there's a Tnai Bezdin, but the right thing is to give the guy.
Yeah.
Just give him a kazayas. It doesn't need so much. It's not going to be that expensive. Yeah. Yeah. So Yosef Engel has a whole conscience. So he says, first of all, Shemitah Bezman is not their Isa, it's their Rabbana. And he writes, I'm prepared to swear Shua their Isa, the Shemitah Bezman is only their Rabbana. And all those who say it's their Isa, they don't know what they're talking about, goes for the Gemara. Then he talks about a lot of things there. So one of the things he has is that since Shemitah Bezman is only Rabbanan, and if going to observe Shemitah, they'll be absolutely broke. They'll be penniless. So he says, you're not mechuyev to give kol haim beisav for a din de rabbanon, even though it's an isa. It's a machlekes achrayim. An isa de rabbanon is more chomer than a mitzvah seser de raisa. is that mistaber? So he quotes those Achranim and say that Anisa de Rabbanan can't be Mochomet that a mitzvah says that there is. So just like on a mitzvah says that there is, you're not mechuyev to observe the mitzvah if you're going to go broke, you're going to become poor. So on Anisa, Shemitah is Anisa, Avodas HaKarka, Anisa de Rabbanan, you can't be mechuyev to lose your whole parnasa. So he says, they don't even need a het mechir. He thinks they don't even need a het mechir. There's room to be mekel without a het mechir, because Shemit Bezmanet has only Rabban. So he talks about that among the various issues that he brings up.
He's talking about that you're supposed to rely on Shemitah anyway. And Rabbanim are not attacking to negative regular Shemitah, that you're supposed to assume that.
The Rabbanim Shalom can promise a miracle. Sivitias Bechosev Ashan Ashishis, Vesosis Hatuah Lushlosh Ashanim. But the Sma writes in Chosh Mishpot and the Simon of Kruzbo that the promise that the Torah gives to the Vissias Pechosi is only when Shemitah is the Raisa. When Shemitah is the Rabbanon don't have the ability, they weren't Chesidus Rebbes. They can't make a bracha that it's going to be Chal, to Vissias Pechosi. So, and Lamaisa, what happened was those, when the Jews started colonizing Eretz in the late 1800s, so the first group who went, Baron Rothschild paid for their trip, and he took care of them. And then when the Rabbanim in Europe were working on the Het HaMechira, so they didn't, the Balabatim in Eretz Yisrael, the 11 families, they didn't know that they were working on the Het HaMechira. So they got used to asking their shaylas to the Badats in Yerushalayim. So they asked the Badats, what should they do when it comes Shemitah? So they said, you have to observe Shemitah. Not allowed to do any Avodas HaKarka. So they were wiped out completely. They were totally wiped out. And the Rothschild was upset. He said, he's not going to give them money. They'll lay a bunch of lazy pokers over there. The Rabbanim said, they have a Het HaMechira. Why aren't they using it? Because they asked the Shaylah to the Badats, and they told them they're not allowed to use Het HaMechira. So some of the animals died. There was a major Hefsid Meruba. And some of the babies, some of the children died because the Baron Rothschild was upset. Why, they're not working. A whole year they're not working, they're sitting and learning. So he didn't send a doctor to every, he used to send a doctor every week to see who needs medical care. He didn't send a doctor, so one of the babies died. So that was the first Shemitah. So the next Shemitah, the Badats told him, you better go get a Het HaMechira. But they said, they don't want to touch it. So they sent him to the Rav in Yafo. The Rav in Yafo was a big Talmud Chacham, and they said he should write the Het HaMechira. Then when that Rav passed away, and they took Rav Kook. Rav Kook wasn't the originator of the Het HaMechira. Whoever was the rabbi in Yafo has to take care of the Het HaMechira. That's part of the job description. Because the previous rabbi was a famous rabbi. He put out the Siddur HaGro. He was into Kabbalah also. The previous rabbi is the one who took care of the Het HaMechira. Yeah. So then the Gemara has a shayla. He the mitzvah ad shlish be mitzvah. So what does it mean? He the mitzvah ad shlish be mitzvah. So it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes, there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Kisvah lachem hashashira hazos. Mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. And there's a mitzvah to write a keli ve'anvehu should be his noel of a mitzvah. I say sefer Torah no, lulav no, talis no, tzitzis no. Rashi quotes the Gemara. So you can buy and you yotze the mitzvah by buying also, the pashtus is. In Shulchan Aruch, that's a discussion. If you buy, the Gemara says, if you buy a Sefer Torah that was written already, kechotev mitzvah min hashuk. That's the Loshon Gemara Menachas. Kechotev mitzvah min hashuk. So it means that's cheating, but you yotze the mitzvah, it means you're not yotze the mitzvah. Kechotev mitzvah hashuk, you're not yotze. So there are more rights that you're not yotze. And the Beis Halevi has a whole tshuva. He says that that's not correct. You are yotze. Why yotze the mitzvah if you buy? So Rashi also sounds like you buy a sefer Torah that's written already and it belongs to you. So yotze the mitzvah by purchasing a sefer Torah. And if you can buy a sefer Torah for $30,000, you can buy a fancier sefer Torah, a mehuda dika sefer Torah for $40,000, so you'll be spending one third more. So that's he the mitzvah shlish. You may have to spend another $10,000 if you can afford it. You may have to spend another $10,000 to do the he the mitzvah. Yeah. And the Gemara had a suffix. You may have to spend another $10,000, one third. Or maybe it's shlish milabar. Maybe after you add on that amount, now it's a shlish. Maybe it really means 50%. Maybe shlish means 50%. Why they get such a funny einfall? The shlish milabar And when you say shlish, it means 50%. Because in the Chumash, when it says you have to give chaymesh, somebody, let's say, azar shachal truma b'shogeg, has to give kerem chaymesh. Somebody who violated me'ila, you have to give kerem chaymesh. But when you paid a you a magdish something, and then you paid it from the hegdish, you have to be meisiv chaymesh. So chaymesh doesn't mean a fifth. Chaymesh means 25%. After you add it on, and you give the kerem with the chaymesh together, now it's a chaymesh. Before you add it on, it's 25%, not 20%. So just like in biblical Hebrew, chaymesh always means 25%. So maybe here in rabbinic Hebrew, when he says you have to be moist of shlish, maybe shlish means 50%. After you add it on, it'll be one third of the whole amount. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. That's an ibayd leiv shita. Boy, Rabashi, shlishman v'gav shlishman labar teku. How do you pask when you have a teku? How do you paskin? So the Tosis at the end of the first parak in Gittin says, many Rishonim say, Teku on a din deraisa safik deraisa v'chumah, din derabbanan safik derabbanan l'kula. So this a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? So the Rosh writes, it's an ibayd leiv shita, vazlina l'kula. You don't have to spend more than one third. Why vazlina l'kula? Why shouldn't you say that's a safik deraisa v'chumah? So on the bottom of the page you have the pilpulach harifto. So he says the whole din of here the mitzvah is only with the rabbanon. Here the mitzvah is only with the rabbanon. How can you say that? The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Say kelim ve'anbeu. Ve'anbeu is not the fun of the mitzvahs. Rashi quotes Shabbos kuflam gimel. Say kelim ve'anbeu is not the fun of the mitzvahs. Meaning he holds that that's only an asmachta. I don't know. He doesn't elaborate. He just writes the reason why the Rosh is Mekel, Kim the Leif Shita, the time of the Hidah Mitzvah with the Rabbanon, Ula Kula. That's the Pilpul Harifta, Ois Kuf, on this Rosh. I don't know why he says that. I don't know. Pashta says the Hidah Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa. Yeah.
Could it be that Hidah Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa, but the amount, the Hagadara of that is the Rabbanon?
Could be. Could be.
Is that only for buying etro that one should always have to buy the highest etro because it's hidden mitzvah and they require to send up to a third of the money, so they should never be able to buy anything less than like the olive, whatever they sell?
So that's what the Rosh raises, that issue. The Rosh is presenting Shita Sateisus. If you can buy the basic esrog that they sell that's kosher, let's say it costs $45. So Rashi learns if you can get a mom, Mahuradika one. For one third more, you mechuyif. But you don't say now, since you get another mehuradik one, then you get a more mehuradik one, then you get more mehuradik one, you can go till $5,000. Keep on going. More mehuradik. So he says, no, you only go on the basic, you can't get a kosher esrog for less than $40. So you mechuyif to spend up until one third more, and that's all. If you have money to burn and you want to do a fancy esrog, we don't prevent you from doing it. We don't say you're not allowed to, but up until shlish, you mechuyif to spend. That's where Rashi holds. And the Rosh presents the Balei HaTosfos came up with a totally different pshat in the Gemara because they were bothered with your kasha. You can get a basic esrog for $40, so then if you spend another $10, you get a nicer esrog. Then you spend another $10, you get a nicer esrog. Another $10, I keep on going, shlish, as it goes till $5,000. Ain't it over soft then? So Tosfos was bothered with that. So that's why Tosfos came up with a totally different pshat. That the Gemara's talking shlish doesn't mean the price that it's going to cost. Tosfos says shlish in size, that there's a minimum size that an esrog has. If it's too tiny, it's possible. So there's a machlokes in sukkah and perek lulavah. Well, there's also the machlokes on there, Reb Yehuda. What's the minimum size of an esrog? Is it ke'egos or ke'beitzah? Happens that Tosfos quoted the wrong opinion. Whenever you have machlokes, I'm there, Reb Yehuda, Halachik Reb Yehuda. So the din is not like Reb Meir, it's not egos. Egos is smaller, the minimum size is kibetza. So if it would be kibetza, it would be kosher. But if you spend a little more money, you get a nicer esrog that'll look bigger. So ad shlish means if it'd be one third bigger in size. How much it cost is not being discussed, according to Tosfos. We're talking about the size of the esrog. If it's going to be too big, it's going to look ugly. But But if it's bigger than an egos or bigger than a kebetzah, that's a hidden mitzvah to have a bigger size. So the Rosh quotes this Tosfos. It's on the bottom of the page on the Rosh, so they point out the word ke'egos. The Beis Yosef already quotes the Tosfos, but the Rosh says ke'egos is not accurate, because we passing ke'egos is not good enough. It has to be kebetzah. That's from there, Rabbi Loch Rabbi Yudin. So they point out that that's not meduyek, the Beis Yosef says. And then the Be'er Agra points out that there's a steer in the Rosh. That the Rosh over here writes like Tosfos, and the Rosh in Sukkah, in the third parak in Sukkah, writes like Rashi. That it goes on one third the price. So it's a steer in the Rosh. So I was reading recently, I don't remember where. Someone wrote someone from the yeshiva submitted. When the boys apply for smicha honors or kolal olyon or something, so they have to give the reiter. I don't remember. Maybe that's how someone gave me a dvar about to answer the steer in the Rosh. I kept on reading it over and over. I didn't see how we answered the steer. The Vilna Gaon says a steer in the Rosh. If the Yom Shul Shlomo says something over here, something funny. So based on the Yom Shul Shlomo, this person tried to fire him for the steer. The Gaon says a steer in the Rosh. It's a steer. Okay, very good. So, B'li Neder on Sunday, we will start the Chazorah. We'll Chazor for 2 weeks. I'll be away in Eretz Yisrael for the second week, but after I come back, I'll have a B'china.